So let's turn now to a provocative idea in Los Angeles. And listen up, voters who haven't been to the ballot box in a long time, because LA city government is considering enticing people like you to the polls with cash prizes in an effort to combat dismally low voter turnout. Nathan Hochman is president of the Los Angeles Ethics Commission, the agency that's floating the idea. Nathan, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
So first of all, I just want to know, what was the genesis behind bringing money to the equation when it comes to getting people to the polls?
The genesis behind the idea was basically a crisis in Los Angeles city elections. From 2001 to 2013, we've gone from 37% of the voters, the registered voters voting, down to less than 20% in the 2013 election. So when we're faced with this crisis and we were discussing what to do, one idea that was floated involved the Australian idea of penalizing people. In Australia, they give roughly a $20 penalty if you don't vote, and for decades they've had over 90% voter turnout. That idea was sort of discussed and then switched to the carrot rather than the stick, which was a incentivization of people to vote. And along those lines, we came up with an idea that we've now transmitted to the city council, which is to have a voter drawing. We suggested that they create a prize pool of $100,000. They can do it with 100 $1,000 gifts. They could do it with four $25,000 prizes. We don't tell you who to vote for, what party to vote for, only that you vote, either absentee, through mail, or in person on election day.
Mm. Now, you're president of the LA Ethics Commission. Is this idea even ethical? Is it legal?
In California and Alaska, those are the only two states that actually have on their own laws the ability to incentivize people to vote, as long as you don't A, tie it to a federal election where it's illegal, and B, tie it to a particular type of vote, that you vote for a Democrat or a Republican or a particular side on a ballot initiative.
I suppose there have been any number of studies that show that one of the most effective ways to guarantee a behavior is to incentivize it. On the other hand, I'm wondering, of all the possible solutions to increase voter turnout, why this one?
Well, one of the solutions that had been proposed was to switch. We're on the odd year elections, and the federal and state elections are on the even years, the 2, the 4s, and the 6s. So one idea was to switch over to the even year elections to increase voter turnout. But the problem is that that couldn't be done in Los Angeles until the year of 2020. And our thought was, in dealing with the criticism that you are debasing voting or that you're bringing uninformed people to the voting pools, the answers or the responses that we have learned in the studies are as follows. With the uninformed people, one of the reasons that they're uninformed or people remain uninformed is that they know they're not going to vote. And if you know you're not going to vote, you're not going to pay attention to all the TV ads that come across your TV screen, all the emails, the social media. But if you know you are going to vote, then the likelihood of you paying attention, whether it's the first time you vote or maybe once you get into the pattern, the second or third time you vote, the studies have shown goes up dramatically.
But are you increasing civic engagement in a meaningful way, though? Because I take your point about the fact that people might pay more attention to the issues. But the reasons behind plummeting turnout are varied and many. You know, some people just will have to work a lot on voting day and can't even make it to the polls. Other people feel alienated from the entire process and don't think that their vote matters, or they just don't even like the slate of candidates or issues that they're being asked to vote upon. And I don't see how incentivizing through the possibility of, you know, a lottery winning changes those fundamental problems that might be driving the decrease in voter turnout.
We don't attempt to say that the voter drawing option is the only option for the city council to study. However, it actually requires serious study, because the idea is that right now we're in a crisis and no one's offering any other short-term solutions to get more than 2 in 10 voters. Put in absolute numbers, we have about 400,000 people voting out of about 1.7 million registered voters, and those are the people who actually went out and registered. So you have somewhere between 1.2 and 1.3 million people in our last election who were registered and chose not to vote. So you can throw your arms up and do nothing and just hope at some point some of those people come to the ballot box, or you can try potentially an innovative out-of-the-box idea to bring people into the voting booth through an incentive program, but then anticipate that they come in eventually with an informed opinion. And bringing, you know, 200, 300, 500,000 more voters to a particular election, there's no one out there that thinks that's a bad thing.
Well, Nathan Hochman is president of the Los Angeles Ethics Commission. Mr. Hochman, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.